Don't do that. No.
Why would I just get you to do that?
I'm not going to do it.
It's not Friday. We're good.
What you do is you wait. No, you wait until Friday, and then we have all weekend to read the nasty comments.
And then I just go lay down on Huron Road and let the trucks do what they will.
Anytime we got in trouble, it's been on a Friday.
Do you think I would lose my job over that take?
I don't think you'd lose your job over it.
Would it?
I think we'd definitely be talking to some people afterwards.
In the words of Andy Roth, where's the win?
It's on the field, Ken.
No, it's not. Not in this one. No, it's not.
I will then hold off on
my... I think you should.
I will hold off on my Shador Sanders take.
That's a really good idea.
That we are now debating...
Shut up! Don't you say it! Don't you say it without saying it!
I'm not going to say it.
I'm serious.
This is why I run it by... I trust you guys.
There's no reason to say what you were going to go around saying.
Don't ever say that I don't trust you guys. This is why I run this stuff... in front of you.
It came to me in the shower.
It's a thought that came to me in the shower.
I have a counterpoint to you, and you're going to if you even mess around and say it, I'm not even talking to the mic because I'm that scared. I have a counterpoint to you that you didn't think about, and if you mess around and say it, it's going to be too late. So don't do it yet.
My take can be wrong. At all. My take can be wrong. We've been wrong before.
I think there's a very dangerous part to what you brought up, and you won't bring it up. I don't want you to bring it up. Okay. So we're just going to move on to the ESPN futures, and I'm going to act like that whole first minute of the segment didn't happen. So they've had the futures power rankings. This is from Lewis Riddick, by the way.
Well, it's a bunch of contributors.
Yes, but it's giving credit Lewis Riddick. Multiple contributors, Lewis Riddick. There you go. And this is from who now? Who are all the contributors? Lewis Riddick, Ben Solak, Aaron Schatz, and Seth Waller.
Schatz. So the Browns are 26th for the future power ranking. And what it does,
you think Cool Ray was mad before? Wait until he hears this.
So I am interested in how they took the quarterback out because they knew the quarterback just means so much more. So that's a separate category. So they have the Browns 26th out of 32 teams in the NFL for their future prospects as a team in the NFL. The overall roster, not including quarterback, the overall roster, they have them ranked 24th out of 32 teams.
That is offense or
that is
everybody?
Everything.
That's all not, 53 men.
No, not counting the quarterback.
Okay. That's 48 men. Wait, 49 men.
How big are these rosters these days anyway? So then they have quarterback. The Browns, and this is predictable, the Browns are 31st out of 32. Okay. Coaching. Cool Ray and everybody else.
Go ahead and tell me.
They have Kevin Stefanski 14th in the upper half of the league.
Does that make him good?
Well,
I'm not laughing at that.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm laughing at something else.
14th is decent. It's not great.
We do love a champ.
So it's 14th, but really, how many new coaches were there in the NFL this year?
Five.
So it's really...
But like Vrabel's one of those. You know.
So it's really what, ninth?
No, I was going to say it's 14th out of 27 or 28.
Right. Oh.
Because I don't count the rookies, but you're right, Vrabel coaching for front office.
Yeah.
Guys, if you hate Stefanski, I mean, just understand that everybody thinks Stefanski is the thing on this Browns... in this Browns organization, because they have him 14th, they have the front office 25th. So they don't like your roster, they don't like your quarterback, they don't like your front office, but they like your coach.
So they're saying any win that the Browns get is a Kevin Stefanski win.
Or in spite of the front office.
Either way, it's in spite of the front office.
Yes.
We just had Cool Ray calling in saying he's a terrible coach.
Oh, I think there are a bunch of people that agree with him. I wasn't ridiculing Cool Ray to make him feel silly. I do think there's a lot of people that agree with Cool Ray.
My point is also different, though, on this. Is clearly the league believes that there can be a separation between the two. If worse comes to worse this year, could you find yourself trusting Kevin Stefanski with the coach, but then jettisoning the front office?
Not if they go 4-13. I just think that's the end of both of them.
See, it's weird because Lewis Riddick had written, reason for concern, the Browns have all but admitted that the acquisition of Deshaun Watson was a big-time miss, as his production was not living up to his massive salary. And I go, well, the owner himself said it was a mistake.
Yeah.
However, the focus still remains on the quarterback room with four players in contention for the starting job and the very real possibility that none of them will be the long-term answer. Not an ideal situation to be as an organization, to say the least. Okay, fair. Podcast coming up at 10:15 Eastern. What did you have in mind over there?
I think there is a chance for a certain Cleveland-based podcast to get the biggest numbers in podcast history.
You ain't going to do what you accidentally did there on the air, are you?
What's that?
Don't worry about it. 10:15 Eastern, 92.3 The Fan, extra on the free Odyssey app. You are going to absolutely love it. Big thanks to John Greco. Guys, we go around the AFC North tomorrow. Guess who's joining us?
Rapine?
Do we just do 8?
Egger.
Do we do 8 o'clock just Cincinnati and Baltimore, and then at 8:20
set
just
a different segment aside?
Do a whole segment. Do we do that, or do we try to fit him into the whole, to the around the AFC North? Andrew Filippone.
I don't think he's going to go the whole around the AFC North time allotted.
Yeah, I'll probably cuss probably and make me have to dump him. Because that's what he does. He just cusses, and then we have to dump him. Then I go, and he goes, it's your job. I go, we work for the same company, you idiot.
But if you chant it, it's not really a cuss.